Title: Digital Foghorn Base. Route and range in Ableton Live 12 for Pirate Radio Energy. Welcome. In this advanced edits lesson for Ableton Live 12, I'm going to show you how to design, route and arrange a focused low-end feature I call the Digital Foghorn Base. The goal is gritty, FM-leaning foghorn tones that you can abuse into short, abrasive bursts and dirty transmission character, ideal for pirate radio style drum and bass edits. We'll emphasize routing decisions, parallel chains, macro control for live edits, and concrete arrangement techniques, clip automation, resampling, and send automation. What you'll build: a layered instrument rack, sub, digital blast, and dirt slash noise that plays like a foghorn with pitch bends and stabs. You'll create a routing template of return tracks to give it transmitter delay, bit crush, room and glitch treatments. Finally, you'll put together an 8-bar arrangement with 3 variations and map macros for live warping, then resample the result into destructive, retriggerable audio. Step 1. Build the instrument rack. Open Live 12 and create a new set. Insert a MIDI track and drop an instrument rack. Chain 1. Sub. Load operator. Set oscillator A to assign at octave minus 2 and full level for the clean sub. Use oscillator B as a short click layer. Sign. Short amp decay around 150 to 250 milliseconds. In the operator matrix, route B into a for light FM, something like 18 to 30%, enough to add metallic partials but keep the sub stable. Chain 2. Blast. Load wave eatable. Choose a digital or FM-ish table and position the wave eatable where it's bright. If you have an FM warp mode, use it. Otherwise, enable two voice unison with small detune for thickness. Add a low-pass filter with a bit of drive and set cutoff between roughly 300 and 800 Hz depending on pitch. Use a medium amp decay, 3 to 600 milliseconds, so the blast carries. Chain 3. Crunch slash noise. Load simpler or sampler with a short radio white noise or vinyl crackle sample. Set it as a one-shot or loop a tiny burst. Add the erosion device and set it to downsample mode for bit noisy texture. Balance the three chains so the sub dominates, blast sits behind it, and noise is subtle. Create macros. Cutoff to control the wave eatable or auto filter cutoff. Drive to control saturator or overdrive. Noise for the simpler volume. And pitch bend map to transpose or pitch bend for expressive slides. Next, sculpt the internal processing on the track after the rack. Add a saturator before everything with a 2 to 4 dB drive using something like analog clip to add edge. Add a frequency shifter set very low, 0 to 5 cents, to smear and attune slightly, dry slash wet around 20 to 30%. Optionally add an auto filter with a slow LFO at 1/8 or 1/16th rate for subtle wobble and map that LFO amount to a macro. Finish with a glue compressor, 2 to 1 ratio, fast attack around 5 milliseconds and release 2 to 300 milliseconds to glue the layers. Now set up returns for pirate treatments. Return A, transmitter delay. Use a ping pong or delay device sync to quarter or dotted eighth for smear. Keep feedback between 20 and 45% and high cut the delay around 4 to 6 kHz. Put an EQ 8 after the delay to band limit it, reducing everything below roughly 100 to 120 Hz and taming highs above 6 to 7 kHz. Return B, radio crush. Put redux on this return for bit reduction and downsampling. Try 6 to 10 bits and moderate downsample. After redux, add saturator and an EQ boost in the 1 to 2 kHz area to emphasize mid grit. Return C, room slash transmit. Use a short reverb or plate, short decay and small pre-delay. High cut the reverb to remove subs and follow it with utility, so you can narrow the width. Collapse to mono when you want a narrow transmitter sound. Return D, beat repeat slash glitch. Place beat repeat here. Set interval to 1/16th or 1/32nd, grid to a fast subdivision and a tight gate. Use this sparingly for chaotic bursts, routing and signal flow. Keep the instrument track dry at unity and use sends to blend returns. Typical starting points: send A for delay low at 10 to 20% for long tails, send B for crush higher at 30 to 60% for stabs, send C reverb very low for bass, raised for long foghorn distance, send D automated in arrangement for stutters. Manage the low end. After the rack, put a utility and set width to 0 below about 150 Hz. Use EQ 8 to preserve the sub and high pass returns so they don't muddy the low frequencies. If needed, use multiband dynamics or an EQ on the master bass track to tame saturated mids. Arrangement and editing. Create an 8-bar MIDI clip with 3 variations. Bars 1 and 2 are the long foghorn, sustained notes with a slow pitch fall. downward 1 to 3 semitones using clip pitch bend or automation. Bars 3 and 4 are staccato calls, short 1/16 and 1/8 stabs. Raise macro drive and the crush send here. Bars 5 and 6 are a burst sequence, fast repeated notes with randomized velocity and beat repeat send automation turned on. Bars 7 and 8 are a signature fade slash drop, a long tail with heavy delay send automation and a mono width collapse to simulate a transmitter cut. Automate sends and macros in arrangement. Raise send B only during stabs for heavy bit crush. Sweep the cutoff macro on long tails, opening then slamming closed for punch and cut. Automate utility width to widen the foghorn in the intro then collapse to mono for the transmitter moment. Use clip envelopes for micro control. Draw pitch bend and tiny frequency shifts inside the clip to sound like a manual tuning knob. Add subtle randomization with a velocity MIDI effect to give a ragged human operator feel. Resample for destructive pirate edits. Create an audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm and record the 8-bar performance while you perform macros and toggle sends live. This bakes the performance into audio. Once you have the audio, drop redux, frequency shifter, and beat repeat directly on the clip for irreversible hard effects. Trim and transient shape the clip. Duplicate and time warp copies using texture or complex warp modes to make quick callouts. Place the resampled audio in arrangement as stabs between drum fills, as breakdown leads, or as interjections over the chorus. Automate volume, width and sends to emulate a pirate station's on slash off behavior. Randomize beat repeat sends and toggle them with automation lanes to recreate that interrupted broadcast vibe. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't send too much low end to reverb or delay. High cut your returns. Don't bit crush the main dry sub. Keep bit crush on a return or duplicate copy so the clean sub remains. Always mono your subs below your crossover point to avoid phase issues. Apply saturation selectively, sometimes after the send to control harmonics, and resample your live macro performances. Without resampling, automation changes won't be baked into audio exports. Pro tips: build 3 rack presets, long, stab, glitch, and use the chain selector for fast performance changes. Sidechain the bass to kick or snare for punch. Use tiny frequency shifter automation combined with pitch bend for transmitter drift. Put beat repeat on a return so your dry layer stays clean. Freeze and flatten resampled audio to save CPU and commit textures. Create a transmitter group to automate multiple returns with a single puppet macro. Mini practice exercise. Build the rack. Make 3 returns, program the 8-bar clip with long slash stub slash burst sections, map macros for cutoff, drive and noise, resample your 8-bar performance while sweeping cutoff, pushing the crush send on stabs, and turning on beat repeat for bursts. Trim the recording into 3 stabs, add peak limiting and export an 8-bar audio clip. Test it over a drum loop for punch and pirate character. Recap, you now have a workflow for a digital foghorn bass. Layered instrument rack with operator and waveable, dedicated returns for delay, bit crush and glitch, arrangement automation of sends and macros, resampling for destructive character, and low-end management to keep the foghorn tight. These routing choices become your instrument, keep the sub steady, and treat everything above it as the radio you can abuse, resample and rearrange into signature pirate drops and callouts. Final checklist before exporting. Sub mono below your crossover, returns high cut around 6 to 8 kHz for a band limited radio feel. Resample passes performed live and captured, save your original MIDI and rack presets before destructive processing, and export both a clean sub plus dirty mid stem and a full wet master sample for flexibility. That's it. Load live 12, build the rack, map the macros, route to the returns, automate, resample, and start wreaking beautiful pirate chaos in your edits. Good luck and have fun.